Welcome to FlowJo's series of broadcasts on understanding the set text option in the Cambridge First Certificate of English and the Certificate of Proficiency in English. Your host is Fiona Joseph. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hello, it's Fiona Joseph here, and I'd like to welcome you to the second podcast on the CPE set text option, Good Night, Mr. Tom, by Michelle Magorian. In the previous podcast, I gave a summary of the book and discuss the theme of coming to terms with loss. If you listen to that podcast, you'll remember that I wanted to invite readers' responses to the book. So I'd now like to introduce Andre from Poland, who's studying for the CPE exam, and he's very usefully prepared two short presentations, between 2 and 3 minutes each, which I'll play for you now. The first of these explores the theme of healing and recovery.
Another very powerful theme of the book is the idea of recovering or getting healed from all sorts of physical and emotional problems which people may experience in their lives. There are many characters in this story who get healed. First of all, of course, it's Will, who, having been in a terrible physical as well as mental state, manages to recover eventually. Along with Will, there's Tom, who gets over from the painful grief he's been in ever since his beloved wife died in childbirth, and he gradually starts participating in the life of the village community. There is also an artist named Jeffrey, who heals from the losses of his family and friends. He even lost his leg and ear, but by being included into the life of the village, he also heals from his grief. Another character, Annie Hartridge, the teacher of the village school, she gets healed from the loss of her husband, who went to war and is reported missing in action. She is being healed by taking care of her child. What we, however, see is that the process of healing takes time. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. Tom, for instance, allows Will all the time that he needs to regain his health and stop bedwetting. His unbelievable patience teaches us that we must be patient. He keeps reassuring Will that everything comes in its own time. Now, doesn't it apply to our own lives as well?
I think you'll agree that that was a very thoughtful analysis of the theme of healing and recovery. Notice how Andre's mentioned two of the minor characters, Jeffrey and Annie, as well as Will and Tom. He does this to illustrate the point. I also like the way that Andre has pointed out what we can learn from the book, i.e. how healing takes time. We need to be patient. That's a useful lesson for us to remember. Now here we have Andre again, this time discussing the theme of community. And I think you'll particularly enjoy this section.
Yet another theme of the book is community. It's clearly discernible throughout the book, and I find it absolutely amazing the way people of the village are bound together. There are many illustrations of how people of Little World, how they pull together for each other and for the common good in times of war and hardship. I mean, it's not that the villagers always like each other. Tom, for instance, is rather avoided because of his seemingly harsh manners. But it's not a problem for his neighbours to be always there and to support him when he needs help. When someone, for instance, needs to have a bomb shelter dug in the garden or some other work done, the neighbours will always come and help without even being asked to. And from the very first day, Will is astonished to see the kindness of all the villagers. One of them knits a sweater for him. Another is providing extra supply of milk. Dr. Little, another neighbour of Mr. Tom's, gives him advice what to do about Will's physical and mental problems. And later in the book, when Tom brings Will from London, he and his wife, Mrs. Little, help him to recover by providing nourishing food. On his birthday, Will is very surprised to get gifts from people he hardly knows. Some of them he doesn't even know at all. It's in sharp contrast to the violent treatment he was receiving from his mother. When Will is about to return to London, the people again show their solidarity, presenting him with food and warm clothing for the journey. Even Tom seems to show how closely he is bound to the community when, in chapter 13, he agrees to take part in the Christmas carol singing, and he plays the organ. We also see how Geoffrey, the artist soldier, volunteers to stand in for a school teacher who was mobilized for war. An excellent example of the villagers' attitude towards one another is Mrs. Clarence, the widow at whose house Tom, Will and Zach spent a lovely two-week holiday at the end of the book. It's hard not to be impressed by her unbelievable hospitality when they just knock on the door and receive a very warm welcome. She feeds them and looks after them like mother. I really wish I lived in a community like this.
So thank you again, Andre, for those examples of how the theme of community runs throughout the book. The kindness and solidarity shown by the villagers to each other is indeed quite incredible. And I think it's part of what makes this such a heartwarming novel. So that's the end of the podcast. If you'd like to leave a written comment, please visit the site at www.settexts.podomatic.com. Or you could even record a comment by using the contact link on the right-hand side of that page. It would be great to hear from you. So until next time, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fiona Joseph of Flojo speaking about the CPE set text option Goodnight Mr. Tom by Michelle Magorian. For more information and exam resources for FCE, CAE and CPE, including our online series Exam Success Plus, please go to www.flojo.co.uk. That's www.flo-joe.co.uk. Thanks for listening.